Very good afternoon and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. My name is Kieran Tuttiot and I'm with you until 6pm bringing you the greatest tunes from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest. It's going to be a packed show as usual here on Forest FM. And sit back, relax and enjoy the ride. Now let's start off with a song which will get you into the summer mood and what I think should have at least gone to the second chance round of Melodifestivalen 2017. That's Ezio with Up from Melodifestivalen 2017 from last week's semi-final, which was from Melamu. Yes. And I love that song. I know it sounds very old school and sort of like early naughty summer tune, but there's something really, not necessarily nostalgic, but something really fun about it and really catchy. Even though Ezio with that all-in-one white suit looks a bit, I don't know, didn't work for me. Anyways, I hope you're well. Thank you very much for listening to the Eurovision Showcase. Get in contact with us. It'll be lovely to hear from you. You can send us a tweet at ESC Showcase. Alternatively, you can send us a message via Facebook. Our Facebook fan page is called the Eurovision Showcase. Alternatively as well, you can email me, tutsexperience@hotmail.com. Now, coming up in the show, we also have we have our regular parts of the show where we'll have Rob's random request. And of course, we will have live and kicking, but we'll play the brand new songs from Poland and Hungary. But next up, we're going to play the brand new song for Malta. Now, I never thought that this song would win the national final because I was almost in awe of it. And I thought, well, there are 16 songs in the Maltese national final and this certainly isn't going to win. And it did. And I don't know why I even doubted it because I don't know. I'm always the pessimistic, really. I try to be optimistic most of the time, but sometimes, and it's certainly when it comes to the Maltese national final, usually my winner doesn't win. So there you go. I was really chuffed to see this, and it is currently my number one in the standings of the Eurovision Song Contest. We now have 13 songs out of 43, so it's still a long ride, isn't it just? So, but they all come hitting you in the face over the next 2 weeks. You believe that? So obviously February is a short month. So anyway, enough of me rambling on. A big thank you to David Mann and JP from Eurovision Radio International. And let's hear the lady herself. This is so cool. Enjoy the Maltese entry for the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest.
Hello, this is Claudia Faniello from Malta. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Breathlessly. Enjoy!
Claudio Faniello, Breathlessly from Malta, 2017. Ah, oh, isn't that absolutely stunning. I love it, and I hope you enjoyed that too. Our next song is also from Melody Festivalen, and it was from the second semi-final, as well as Etzia from earlier. This song was in fifth place, where Etzia was in sixth place. And I think this is just a beautiful song, and there is a lot of mystical tones in this, and there certainly is with whenever the wonderful Roger Penthar is around. And this is his song, which sadly didn't get even to the second chance round, and I think it deserved to, because a certain young lady likes to swear a lot, and I wasn't impressed with Lisa Ajax. And I don't understand. I'm going to just say now, the Swedish national final this year, we've got two songs which have blatant swearing in it. Now, it's words that I cannot repeat here on air, and I wouldn't wish to put that upon you anyway, but and I don't want you to go and see them, because it's just shocking and wrong, I think. There is a place and time for that type of thing, and it certainly isn't at the Eurovision Song Contest and when kids are there. Now, obviously, Swedish is not the first, it is their first language in Sweden, of course, it's not English, but you know what the words mean. They do. You know, it's just wrong. I think it's wrong. Wrong. So that's why Lisa Ajax and Roger Benson from last night, I don't think should have been in Melody Festival with that type of language. Anyways, that's just from an Englishman's point of view. What is your point of view? You can tweet us at ESC Showcase and also send us a message at our Facebook fan page, the Eurovision Showcase. So anyways, Roger Penthar with the song Himlen och Hav from the Melody Festival and second semi-final. Enjoy this mystical journey into the Swedish countryside.
Natten här dansar mina
Spain, 1988, La Tequila Progresia, La Chica que Yo Quiero, which means The Girl I Want. There we are. I love that bit of Spanish retroness and fun here on the on the Eurovision Showcase. It's now time to play another song that is brand new to the Eurovision Song Contest for 2017, and this is the Hungarian entry. Now, I define this as a very Marmite song. I don't know what you think about it, but it just doesn't sound... it sounds very ethnic. Now, anybody would think, probably on the first listen to this, think, oh, it's come out of the Middle East. But no, it's traditionally Hungarian, I believe, and it's certainly something different. I could tell you that for sure. I don't know how on earth this is going to go down in Kiev. We'll have to wait and see. And let me know what you think of this, of course. This is the Hungarian entry for the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest. This is from Jozsi Papi, and it's called Orgio. And I don't know what Orgio means in English. I've gone to Google Translate, and I thought it would be original or something. But no, it's Orgio from Jozsi Papi. Jozsi Papi, probably. I don't know Hungarian. Anyway, here's the Hungarian entry.
Back at you know the summit, we let hearts make and gamet, would make a dish the sivem, each man at Kalakamet, on them Kalakot man, Yakish of Argunak, Sulatam, Kilutamar, Alaget, as is the Latangam, Latangam. Yalla malama, tadi dinana. Yalla malama, la malama. Yalla malama, tadi dinana. Yalla malama, la malama, malama.
Megszólított az Isten, egy igazi fegyvert adott a kezembe. Tudtam, csak ő vigyázhat rám, többet gyakoroltam vele, mint egy szamuráj. Benne bízhatok, mindig az igazat mondja, vele sírhatok, de az utat mutatja. Egy olyan szövetség, ami marad örökké, felem áldozható. Ő a legfőbb kincsem, sejtelmes erők laptak a gyerekbe. Féltek tőle, látszik a szemekbe. A húrjaim támadnak, sírnak a testekbe. Hiába is védett ki, méreg a hangszerbe. Nagy tömegeket itattam át vele. Halod a dallamon, már tudod a nevemet, hosszú az út. Sebek a hátamon, ezrek könnyei folynak a gitáromon.
Jól a malamba,
well, I'm shocked. I am lost for words. I don't know about that song. I really don't know. Papai Jozsi there for Hungary and the song Orgio 2017. Deary me. Right, that's going to cut Europe in half, I think. if not 80-20. Oh, I don't know. This is really weird. It's really weird. Right, it's now time for this. Rob's Random Request. Okay, for anybody who doesn't know, my partner Rob will pick a country out of a hat and then a year out of the hat. We glue them together and we'll play a song absolutely randomly here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Now, this week Rob has picked Malta. Yes, he's picked Malta and the year 1999. Eurovision fans across the world gasp. Right. For the Eurovision Song Contest in 1999, Malta entered the song Believe in Peace, performed by Time 3. The song received 32 points and it came 15th. Now, on the 9th and the 20th of February, the 19th and the 20th of February, the Maltese final was held in the Mediterranean Conference Centre in Valletta and was hosted by Maria Sereri and Josef Cecici. Probably murdered that, but it was in the same place where Junior Eurovision last year was held. There were 16 songs in the final, and a winner was decided by an expert jury. Deary me. And one of them was the presenter of the Slovenian national final. Deary me. So, this is the song that represented Malta. It got 7 points from Austria and Bosnia-Herzegovina, 6 points from Croatia and the United Kingdom, 3 points from Cyprus, and 1 point from Estonia, Germany and Portugal. Malta ended up giving their 8 points to the United Kingdom, 10 points to Iceland and 12 points to Sweden in 1999. But here is the Maltese entry for the 1999 Eurovision Song Contest. It's from Times 3 and it's called Believe in Peace.
The run. Take
Believe in Peace by Times 3 for Malta 1999. So cheesy, and my goodness me, it screams late 90s pop, doesn't it? Something that the Spice Girls probably would have sent out back then. Okay, it's now time to check out the news. It's time for your Eurovision Showcase news on Sunday, the 19th of February. On Saturday night, Ukraine completed its third semi-final, with their qualifiers being Otovalad and Melomin. So congratulations to them. Also, the Czech Republic earlier this week have confirmed that Martina Barta will represent them at the Eurovision Song Contest 2017. The lineup for Estonia's grand final next Saturday is complete. We have qualifiers of Koitum and Laura with Verona, my personal favourite, Kerali, Daniel, Vilius and Ramius. So congratulations to them too. Now, later on tonight, Portugal's festival RTP de Canção semi-final one will take place and start at 9:05 UK time. So that's 10:05 Central European time. Best of luck to Portugal, who are making their return back to the Eurovision Song Contest. Also, the next semi-final in Latvia will take place tonight as well, also at 7:25 UK time. For all the links to watch them live, go to Eurovision.tv. Now, also last night was Melody Festivalen's third semi-final in the town of Valjor, and Robin Benson and Ole Tornqvist qualified direct till final. Also, we had in the second chance round, we have Anton Helmann, and also FO and O are also through. And finally, Croatia announced their entrant for the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest, Jacques Hudek. Exciting. What a voice, too. Oh, yes, it's just gone 5:30 here on the south coast of the United Kingdom in East Dorset, West Hampshire, the New Forest, yes, here in... And I hope you enjoyed all of that news. If you want more Eurovision news, I advise you to go to escbuzz.com. ESCBuzz, Eurovision Song Contest Buzz, that's what it stands for. They have all of the news headlines from all of the Eurovision websites. And my goodness me, there are thousands, ladies and gentlemen. So don't confuse yourself. Go to escbuzz.com. It's all there and it's really easy to read. So, that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Tuttett, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Join us as the Eurotrip team bring you the latest news, music and general loveliness from the Eurovision Song Contest.
I think we've got to commit to this. I knew we both really wanted to, and here we are today, living the dream. We're just working so hard, doing everything we can for Eurovision.
For reviews, views and everything you need to know, follow us on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook.
It's going to be incredible. Hope we make you all proud.
The countdown to Eurovision.
This is the Eurotrip.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Zoe from Austria. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Loin d'ici. Enjoy.
On chante dans un pays, loin d'ici. Hello, this is Dean.
Anna Galal.
And we're coming from Bosnia and Herzegovina.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And this is our song, Ljubavje.
Enjoy.
Yes, enjoy.
Ljubavje, začarani krug, svako dođe na svoj red, svako plati svoj dug. Ljubavje.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavner, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
Cosa resta della notte e delle mie malinconie, un temporale che si abbatte su tutte le infinite vie di questo cuore. Esisti tu nei miei pensieri, un sole eterno che mai più tramonterà. Rimane il tempo dei desideri e la certezza di una sola verità. Sento dentro me e brucerà questo mio fuoco che nessuno spegnerà. Io ti amo sempre più, io ti amo ancora di più. Non voglio più dover andare, non voglio più essere altrove, come infinito questo mare che mi riporta sempre dove esisti tu.
The big finish there from Albano and his song Di Rose di Spine. There we are. That was his song from San Remo's Music Festival 2017. And that I thought that was a really beautiful song. Really lovely. And sadly, that didn't qualify out of the semi-finals of San Remo. And obviously, the winner of San Remo gets first refusal to go to the Eurovision Song Contest. And that's exactly what's happened with Francesco Gabanni and with his song Occidentalis Calma, which is just an amazing tune, isn't it, really? And so fun. Still still in my top three. I think it's my number two now, because Malta has just blown me away. And I do love Claudio Faniello. And I do love her brother, too. Deary me. I've got to get myself out of this hole. It's now time for this. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking, and we'll play the Polish entry for 2017 very shortly. But this is a part of the show where we play a live song from the Eurovision Song Contest. And this week, we're going to hear a debut entry from the 1986 Eurovision Song Contest. It's from Iceland. The 1986 Eurovision Song Contest was hosted in Norway, in the city of Bergen. And if you've never been to Bergen, you must go. I've never been, but photos and what everything that anybody said to me about Bergen, they've enjoyed it immensely, so you must go and check it out. Get yourself a Norwegian cruise up the fjords, etc., and most of them go to Bergen too, so I would advise anybody to do that. Yes, very pretty. So the Icelandic entry for the 1986 Eurovision Song Contest we're going to play right now. It's introduced by the late, great Sir Terry Wogan. The host of the 1986 Eurovision Song Contest was Asa Cleveland, who then was a huge star in Norway. She hosted she represented Norway, shall I say, in the 1966 Eurovision Song Contest, coming third. But yes, the Icelandic entry is from IC, and it's called Glíbin Bankin, or in English, it means Bank of Fun. Enjoy.
This is Bryggen in Bergen, down by the docks, redolent of herring. I know, because I'm staying down there. This will introduce the Icelandic entry, the very first Icelandic entry. And I will not attempt to read that if it's all the same to you. It's Gleði Bankin, the Bank of Fun, song about the European money snake. Magnus Eriksson wrote it, and here's the person who's going to sing it. And another person who's going to sing it. Three in all. They're called Icy.
Íslendingar, verið velkomnur. It is a great pleasure for us to welcome Iceland as participant in the Eurovision Song Contest. In spite of a mere population of 240,000, the cultural activities are flourishing, the traditional as well as the contemporary ones. L'Islande a depuis l'ère des Vikings été un centre culturel très important et se doit aujourd'hui de participer à la présentation de la musique populaire européenne. Le groupe IC nous interprète Gleðin Bankin, Banque d'espoir, Bank of Fun. Et l'orchestre sera conduit par Gunnar Þórðarson.
Oh, Gunnar is known as the grandfather of rock in Iceland. Obviously, feeling the chill in his old bones there, wearing a scarf tonight.
Hraðar sér hver dag, hraðar sér hver kvöld. Ertu stundum hugsandi við öllum
συγκάλει τρελάκ πνιξτέρι να σε αλβάει μπροστίδιε. All of the hate of the way, little heavy hoops. Cozy little locks and kite, creepy me, or prince and air. You let good at keep me, let it talk them to my blues. Who's got single little lock, and loose, let it not shall buy, cross me, yeah. Σαν του αλβέι πρίδι σε τσίπα ο κάνεν. Ούτε στο τσέκι κλέδι παπκάνεν. Τους κατσίγαλοι τριλά εν λύς κλέδι να σ' αλβάει ποιος δίκαι. Όλα πτυχερά του βέιλι τι κλέδι μου. Κόψιλοι τριλά ξεμπιάει τι κρύβει.
Hey guys, this is Joe and Jake from the UK. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
We are the world's people, different yet we're the same. We believe in a dream. Praying for peace and healing, I hope we can start again. We believe in a dream. So if you ever feel the love is fading, together like the stars in the sky, we can see, we can shine. A million
Nina Gagarina with Million Voices for Russia 2015. Still a very good song and a great performance. It was live too. Yes, indeed it was. Okay, the next song is the Polish entry for 2017, decided last night in a quite a good standard national final. I was really impressed. And the sky burning over Europe song seemed really odd and very, very cheesy. So do check that out on YouTube if you've got 2 minutes. Okay, the Polish entry for 2017. It's sort of okay, but it's not the greatest. But let me know what you think. You know, that's just my personal view. It's not the views of Voice FM. You know, so there you go. So Kasia Moss, this is, and her song is called Flashlight. Enjoy.
Like a bullet from a smoking gun, they try to tell us that we don't belong. Creeping around at the depth of night, just the shadows in love, we were ghosts. Two hearts, we're invincible. When we're together, we're untouchable. Hounded by if it's wrong or right. Shadows in love, we will go. Like a burning desire, taking me higher, rocking the wire. We will never come down. It's like a flashlight burning in my eyes. Take us by surprise. Running faster at the speed of light. Falling deeper, got you in the sight. Bringing down your eyes in the sky. Like two animals on the run. Not afraid to fly.
Nie wiem, w tą mangu, co za slunko skloni na hore hroni, tam niekde v diaľke náš zvon zvoní. Keď má ma to bolieť, tak nech ma bolí, raz sa to stratí do čiernej hory. Na práve len zima sníva, oči tísko tlačú. Sonko na nisie. Tak sa stráži, co na hore roni. Tak sa stráži, co na hore roni.
There we are, Christina with Heroni. That is Slovakia's entry to the 2010 Eurovision Song Contest. And that's the remix version, the Karma remix. So let's squeeze in another song, a classic one from Ireland in 1967. This is Sean Dunphy with If I Could Choose.
They envy me my hills of clay, the white gulls calling in the soft sea air. So much to lose, and yet I leave the hills of clay and live in a desert if I had you there. What would I lose if I could choose? If I could choose a place to walk with you, I'd choose the longest road, and it would lead us to a house that no one knew. Bellows by the fire, the turf smoke rising higher than the lark that wings and always sings of you. If I could choose a time to talk with you, I'd choose the longest day, and over all the hills of Clare I'd shout the news. I would tell them how a day could last forever, and I'd never leave your side if I could choose. If I could choose a time to talk with you, I choose the longest day, and over all the hills of Clare I'd shout the news. I would tell them how a day could last forever, and I'd never leave your side if I could choose.
Sean Dunphy with If I Could Choose. What a beautiful song. Ireland 1967, that came second, just behind Sandy Shore, Puppet on a String. Well, guys and gals, it's time for us to go here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Thank you for listening. Now, if you've missed this show and previous shows, you can just Google the Eurovision Showcase and it'll take you straight to our Podbean account and you can listen to all of the previous shows then. Remember, Latvia and Portugal's semi-finals are tonight. The national finals on the 24th are for Slovenia and Moldova. And then next Saturday, Denmark, Iceland, Ukraine, Moldova, Sweden, Lithuania. Oh my goodness me, so many more national finals and semi-finals. So take care. Bye-bye.